everyone, and welcome to the Barbell Mamas podcast. My name is Christina Previtt. I'm a pelvic floor physical therapist, researcher in exercise and pregnancy, and a mom of two who has competed in CrossFit, powerlifting, or weightlifting, pregnant, postpartum, or both. In this podcast, we want to talk about the realities of being a mom who loves to exercise. Whether you're a recreational exerciser or an athlete, we want to talk about all of the things that we go through as females going into this motherhood journey. We're going to talk about fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum topics that are relevant to the active individual. While I am a pelvic floor physical therapist, I am not your pelvic floor physical therapist, and know that this podcast does not substitute medical advice. All right, come along for this journey with us while we navigate motherhood together, and I can't wait to get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Barbell Mamas podcast. Christina Previtt here, and today I'm kind of doing a bit more of a reflective type of episode, more because I'm super excited to see some of the positive changes. So the 2024 CrossFit Open is over. If you all did the workouts, congratulations. But what I was kind of reflecting on with the Open was on the unbelievable amount of positivity around being pregnant or being postpartum and continuing to participate. And I don't know if that's just because of the places and people that I surround myself with on social media, but I have had this feeling over the last, especially 12 to 18 months, of this invariable shift in perspective. So that is what I want to go over today. I want to talk about the good news, because so often, and I can get into this trap too, where we focus on all the things that we still need to do or that we still need to change or that still has so much frustration around it in the social media space. And I want to just focus on something good. So what do I mean by that? When I think about my journey into the world of pelvic health and being a pregnant athlete and the social media landscape around being a person who is pregnant, who is exercising, and in particular, strength training, gosh, 5 years ago, when I was pregnant with my eldest, it just wasn't the same. And, you know, I've had conversations with Carrie Pagliano, who was on the podcast episode, a couple months ago. And, you know, she jokes around about being jealous of people who are pregnant in this day and age, because the messaging has changed, and it has changed for the better. And I like to think that I'm maybe this tiny, minuscule part of some of this shift, but it has, right? So when we think about 5 or 10 years ago, one, CrossFit wasn't nearly as popular. You know, CrossFit became popular. The first CrossFit Games was in 2009. Since the onslaught of CrossFit and everything, you know, good, bad, you know, some people have, you know, positive things to think about the CrossFit Games and what it has done, and others have more negative or more pessimistic viewpoints. But what we can undeniably say is that it increased the participation of women and females in resistance training-based sports. We always had women who were in kind of power strength modalities, not nearly as much as they are now. But since CrossFit became really popular, we saw a huge boom in women who are lifting heavy weights in gyms, individuals who are doing resistance training, those that were competing in powerlifting and weightlifting. And it was a sore spot in these sports for a long time around, you know, this undeniable relationship between CrossFit getting popular and women going into powerlifting and weightlifting. And now that relationship isn't as, I want to say bitter, but maybe not bitter is not the right word, but there's a lot of people who, you know, if you were in weightlifting as like a purist and you had CrossFitters who were coming into weightlifting, there was like this disdain for the purity of the sport, a little bit less, I guess, in powerlifting, but that's changed and it has been embraced because the undeniable positive consequence of that is that there's more people participating in these sports. There are more individuals who are being strong, who are valuing strength, who are feeling good with what their bodies can accomplish, movements that their bodies can do. And I think that's so epic. And so what started with it being okay for women to lift weights has now changed into these women who are lifting weights also want to start a family. And, you know, I've talked a lot about how it's tough when your reproductive window and your athletic window directly overlap. I've definitely felt the sting of some of those decisions. I do not regret my children. I still am not sure if I want another, but I recognize that that comes with a cost from an athletics perspective. But what used to be a discussion of completely stepping away has changed. It has shifted. And I think that was just so highlighted in the CrossFit Open. Like if I was thinking about the modifications that we were making on the Barbell Mamas outside of the third workout where there was some gymnastics considerations, even Christina of 2020 would have made more modifications to those workouts than I suggested on the Barbell Mamas this time. That's number one. Number two is there were so many individuals who were pregnant or are postpartum or are trying to get back to fitness who felt so good about being able to do some of these workouts RX'd, which is so epic. And the thoughts and the conversations around pregnant and postpartum modifications were not ones that were riddled in fear. It was, you know, go for it. Like, tell us how you do, like make modifications as necessary. And the scare or fear focused narratives were so small. I think about so many, even games level athletes who are going through this motherhood journey once and then twice. Like I think about Kenzie Riley and I think about Annie Thor's daughter who's pregnant right now. And those two in particular, it has been fascinating watching their journeys because for both of them, their first pregnancies, they modified a lot more than I'm seeing them modify right now. So Annie is really pregnant with her second. And she posted this workout video of her going upside down and seeing her pregnant belly moving back and forth with this baby upside down. It was fascinating. You could like see the baby shifting and it was just gorgeous. I feel like I watched it like 10 times in a row, but having individuals who are going upside down and walking on their hands and participating in these things, it has shown the shift. You know, a lot of you who have been following the podcast for a long time, you know that I was very pro Tia making her own decisions and doing what she wanted during her pregnancy journey. And then seeing her come back like a weapon in her postpartum period was again like this additional story that is, you know, hitting at this narrative that is starting to change the way that we are having discussions around pregnancy and postpartum. And to see the comment sections, now, trust me, trolls still exist. I get mad about trolls, but the threshold at which those trolls come out, it's changing and it's shifting. And influencers online who used to say things like safe and unsafe exercises are starting to move away from that narrative. Individuals who they tended to be more cautious are embracing more of the gray. And there isn't as much of this shame focused spiral around pelvic floor issues, pelvic floor dysfunction, or the choices that individuals make when they are going through their pregnancy. And if we zoom out from CrossFit and we look at so many other sports, we are seeing this time and time again. We are seeing more inclusion for individuals who are playing team-focused sports and having breastfeeding resources like at the FIFA World Cup. We are seeing runners who are coming back and doing incredibly well. We are seeing individuals who are less than 100 days postpartum who are going back to water skiing. Jacinta Carroll is somebody who I have connected with, and she's an Australian athlete, and she's also a master's level weightlifter. I hope to get her on the podcast soon. And she's back to water skiing 3 months postpartum and winning. Like, it's crazy. Like, she's doing incredibly well. And this is becoming possible because our narrative is shifting. And the way that I really like to conceptualize this, and where I really think that we can take this positive approach to exercise in the perinatal period, is by talking about catering our messaging to a person's risk tolerance zone. So hear me out with this. And this is where I think we can spin a lot of our negative narrative into something that is more positive, but also recognizing that there are a lot of influences to people's choices. When we are thinking about exercise in pregnancy and we are thinking about returning to exercise in the postpartum period, I don't think that any of us are disagreeing that exercise is good for us, right? Nobody is saying, oh, we should just not exercise for the 10 months that we are pregnant and then wait 6 or more weeks postpartum before we do any movement. That is not where we are. I don't want to say fighting because it sounds like mom and dad are fighting, but kind of like where we are having these discussions is not around exercise is bad, right? It's around high intensity or vigorous exercise and its impact on the pregnant postpartum body and body readiness for those things. So when you are pushing the intensity of your exercise, whether you are pregnant or not, there is a heightened quote unquote risk, meaning that if I bubble wrap myself and I just walked outside of me being a klutz and tripping on something, like my risk of getting injured is relatively low. But when I am trying to run as fast as I can or jump as far as I can or push my limits of my physical body, again, whether pregnant or not, there is a higher risk to that. And that's because we're pushing our body to an intensity in order to try and get it to be fitter, faster, stronger, or in pregnancy, maintain as much as our fitness as possible. When individuals get pregnant, they have this entire life that they have had before their pregnancy of things that they like to do in order to move their body. Right. And so for individuals who are in this low to moderate intensity exercise, where they liked doing things like yoga and Pilates and walking and cycling and zone two and all those types of things, these are not bad, but these are things that our culture and our society feel very good about switching into a pregnant body, right? That's low to moderate intensity, getting in the water, like doing all these types of things where we feel uneasy or where we used to feel very uneasy. And I'm very pumped that we are starting to see this shift. And I think the Open this year did an incredible job of shifting this, was when individuals whose pre-pregnancy exercise is pushing the boundaries of their fitness, going into high intensity, like gasping for air, sprinting as hard as they can, making it feel like their heart is beating outside of their chest, which just feels so good for all of us who engage in high load or high intensity exercise. Like when you hit that weight that you never thought you, like there is nothing more euphoric or make you feel like a high rather than the end of a sprint where you feel like you're going to die, or when you are lifting a weight that you never thought that you could lift before. Like there is just nothing that beats it. And that is a less common type of exercise. And there for many is this lack of understanding of what that does to the body. And then specifically its impact on a pregnant body. And a lot of our providers, right? And I'm speaking healthcare in general, and then I'll talk about physios. A lot of our providers go into these spaces always trying to make sure nothing goes wrong, right? Our lens in medicine, and I'm including physical therapists in there, is to look for what's wrong. Because oftentimes our interactions with medicine is that we're looking for something that is wrong. The cool part in exercise is that we are trying to do all the things right, right? We are trying to do things to put our bodies on a net positive from a health perspective. But we're interacting with medicine when we are in our pregnancy journey, which is necessary, and we're going to be doing that in a variety of different ways. They're looking for what is wrong, and you are craving what your body feels is right. And What this does is it creates this conversation around risk tolerance. Any decision that you make as a pregnant person or not is a cost benefit analysis. We do it all day, every day, right? If you are going out into your car, there's a risk you could have a car accident. If you are going into a hike, you could trip on a branch and you could fall. Like, there are risks in everything that we do. But when we are pregnant, most individuals take this. And when we are trying to recover in the postpartum period, most individuals take what would be a buoy that's, you know, a foot long, and we shrink it to 4 inches. And that's where we are comfortable with our risk tolerance. And because so much of this high intensity, high impact, women returning to sports and athletics and doing all these wonderful things is changing. And it, you know, we're seeing more women have kids while also being athletes. We are pushing the comfort zone of that 4-inch box in medicine. And because we have so much of this that is changing and is new, it's making people, or it used to make people, more scared, especially if you have a provider who this is not what they do for exercise, or this is not something that they understand. They don't understand the sport. And again, I'm not saying this badly. I'm saying this as a true understanding of where this is coming from. And so where we have really tried to work with the Barbell Mamas and with our programs is, I want individuals to be comfortable in higher intensity and high load if that is where their risk tolerance zone is. Where I'm going to push back and be a bit of a, so I always talk about how if I'm working with somebody, they are in the driver's seat and I'm in the passenger seat, right? I'm making recommendations. I'm basically acting as a GPS for them. And when I become more of a backseat driver is when there is something that could be medically a consideration for changing our exercise. And the more we're getting exposure to individuals pushing into higher load and higher intensity and being comfortable in those risk tolerance zones, the more exposure, the less afraid we get, right? And that's not to say that we need everybody to be here. We don't need everybody to be doing high intensity exercise or high load. I think resistance training is important for everybody in the peripartum space because being pregnant is harder, being postpartum is harder, but being pregnant or postpartum weaker is harder than if you were not as weak, if you had more conditioning. Not everybody needs to be in these higher load, higher intensity zones. But where I have seen this beautiful, beautiful shift is that we're getting more comfortable with people being there and recognizing that if you are pregnant or postpartum, that your decisions with your exercise are your own, right? There are plenty of athletes who go into a competition hurt. There are plenty of individuals who have a cranky knee and go for a run anyway, and we don't shame them, right? We don't do the same, I told you so. Maybe we do a little bit, but it's just louder in the pregnancy and postpartum space, and those voices are getting softer. There are more people who are pushing back on them. There is more evidence, anecdotal, and thankfully and very cool in our research, that is starting to push back against this narrative. And the more that we accumulate research, my bias is obviously that I am not afraid of loading or getting individuals breathing heavy as a pregnant individual. But part of my research is that I also want to know if there's something that I need to be aware of. Like, it is not just that I'm trying to push the safety piece of it, which obviously, you know, we see people in the CrossFit gyms every single freaking day who are doing really cool things and are able to push boundaries that we previously didn't think was true. But there's also like a idea around prevention, right? If we know that, and this is, I'm just making this example up, that individuals who are holding their breath during pregnancy end up more likely to tear, which we have not seen that be true, then I want to know that, because that means that as a physical therapist, that I can help to treat that individual. You as a person who is pregnant can put in the necessary pieces to their exercise program to set them up for the most amount of success, right? All of our decisions throughout our life, but definitely in the perinatal space, are all about calculated risk-taking, all about making decisions that work for you. And unfortunately, in the perinatal space lately, there's been a lot of people who have been pushing individuals to make really risky decisions, which is a little bit sketch. But that is not true in the exercise space, right? That has not been classically true in the exercise space. And we are not seeing the sketchy messages when it comes to pushing boundaries, right? Like, there's nobody saying just like, don't, who cares that you're pregnant, just do whatever you want, right? There's far more messages that have been changing that have been saying things like, if you were doing things before during your pregnancy, then it's okay to do things during your pregnancy. Or, you know, the messaging being like, we don't really have to talk about your heart rate and be afraid if it's over 150, but we have to recognize that if you push yourself really hard on a workout, you're not going to have the normal exercise post exertion fatigue. It's going to be three times worse because you're pregnant, right? Like those strict signs and those nuances around our exercise is really starting to show up. And as one of the cool things about the open, and one of the cool things to kind of bring this full circle around the CrossFit Open, is that the open is about the community. Yes, our individuals who are trying to go to the games have to get in the top 25%, but it's never a worry about being in the top 25% for our CrossFit Games athletes, right? It's really about just connecting with our community. And what a lot of our social media in the CrossFit space has shown, like, they just did a beautiful reel about Ariel Lowen, who is really trying to shed light on, you know, I'm the fittest mom on earth, but I don't want that to be a shame, being like, if you don't look like me, then you're failing in the mom space. And I think that was so beautiful. It was like, you're going to show up where you're at and you're going to engage in your community. And if you leak a little, that's okay. Or if your core isn't as strong as it was before and you're still working on it, that's all right. But we are just celebrating the capacity for us to move our body with intensity and have a whole bunch of people around us who are cheering us on. And it is such a beautiful space. And to have some of our pregnant moms who are still able to be deadlifting and doing dumbbell snatches and doing all these fun considerations, Amy Thor's daughter making this makeshift hole for her belly so that she can do burpees right to the floor. Like, it's a beautiful thing. And it is something that when I first started in this space and talking in the pelvic health space, it was not true. I would say, like, you can lift heavy during pregnancy and people would scoff and be like, this is dangerous. And you don't get those messages anymore, right? It's not the same. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm so excited for the people who are listening to this podcast, who are thinking about getting pregnant or who have been pregnant or want to get pregnant again, who are recovering postpartum, that those are not the messages that you are going to get. And that's freaking awesome. Like, it is so amazing. And so as much as we still want to focus on getting better and getting fitter, and maybe you weren't where you wanted to be, I hope that you reflect on the open. And if you are a provider who are listening to this, because I know a lot of PTs listen to this, I hope that we can take just a second to reflect on how cool it is to be a mom, or a mom-to-be, or a mom-wannabe, and be doing this in 2024, because we have so much more awareness of exercise. And there are so many people who 5 years ago, they, or even 10 years ago, they would have said, I'm really afraid to get pregnant because I love what I do for exercise and I don't want to have to give it up. And now so many people think, I don't have to give it up. I'm going to have to change things and I might not be getting as fit as I want to be, but I don't have to give this up. and freaking love that. And I am here for it. And I am here for you, mama. So those are my reflections from the open. And I've been thinking for a long time because we're seeing this like paralleled beautifully in the running space, which I'm not as aware of the culture and the athletes in the running spaces. I'm not a runner. But we're seeing it there too. And oh my goodness, it's brilliant. And I am just so thankful. And I am reflecting in such a positive light on the 2024 Open, not because of the workouts themselves, but because of the community around those workouts and the shift that I have seen that was just so brought to light over the last 3 weeks. So I'm going to leave you there with that and hope that you all see me beaming as I am talking through this episode, that we still have some work to do, but dang team, we've come pretty far and that's really awesome. So I hope you all had a wonderful open. I hope your hands are okay. I didn't do this workout. I was not in any space. Like I have the skill to the chest bar, but not currently the capacity. So that is my confession, but it makes me want to get back there. There's a fire that is starting to brew in my belly. So I'm officially in the master's category. You may see me get back into a competitive space, but let me know what your guys' thoughts are. Message us through Instagram. I want to hear from you all. And I hope that you all have a wonderful week.